This entire recording is a special recording for KPFK Radio Fund Drive donors. My name is David Getoff, and I'm a board-certified clinical nutritionist and a board-certified traditional naturopath. I've been helping my patients improve their health for about 30 years, and I've been teaching my 30-hour Attaining Optimal Health course for over 20 years. It is offered in person to those in San Diego and online for those anywhere else in the world. Either one is through the Price Pottinger Nutrition Foundation at PP for Price Pottinger, NF for NutritionFoundation.org. My website, which has loads of important and accurate free health information, can be reached through either davidgetoff.com, and yes, Getoff is simply G-E-T-O-F-F, or the actual website, which is naturopathforyou.com. David Getoff is much easier. This presentation is on electric and electromagnetic fields and frequencies. This includes the frequencies used by cell phones, cordless or portable phones, Wi-Fi modems and routers, Bluetooth devices, crib and baby monitors, and the newer gas and electric meters and soon-to-be-added water meters, which are called smart meters. I prefer to call them dangerous meters. I will cover what we know and what the research has shown, as well as the ways that we can use to reduce our health risks from these extremely harmful devices and their inflammatory and cell-damaging frequencies. Remember that for over 100 years, no one knew that smoking tobacco, in the form of cigarettes, cigars, pipes, etc., had any relationship to causing cancer. This is because the multi-billion-dollar tobacco industry committed fraud and hid these facts, as well as how addicting they knew that nicotine was, from the public, from our government agencies, and from the medical profession. If you want to get a good glimpse of this travesty, I highly recommend that you watch a few movies. You can begin by watching the Turning Point episode, Tobacco Under Fire, which is available for free on my website in the Exposing Corruption area. Thank You for Smoking was a comedy movie on the smoking industry and is also worthwhile watching and a little bit of fun. But the most important movie was so suppressed by the tobacco industry that most people didn't even know it when it was released in 1999. It is called The Insider, and the DVD is on Amazon for about $8. And if you look real hard, you might be able to find it for free on YouTube or Hulu or Vimeo. Well worth even the $8 to buy the DVD from Amazon. The reason I just spent a few minutes telling you about these three movies and the decades of fraud and corruption surrounding the tobacco industry is very simple. The exact same thing is happening in a number of other industries, and one of them is the wireless industry, which is what I will now talk about for the rest of this recording. But while I'm mentioning my website, I also have a great deal of video presentations on EMFs by a few of the world expert research scientists in the wireless technology area of my site. First of all, to get you more interested, here are just a few of the ways that all of the wireless technologies we are exposed to every day are being shown to affect our current and future health. Increased risks of brain cancer from using cell phones. Increased colon, prostate, and ovarian cancer from carrying cell phones in our pockets or on our belt around our waist, where they radiate this area more than other areas of the body. Increased risk of breast cancer from keeping your cell phone in your bra. This was validated when a growing number of women who kept their cell phones in their bra developed something that is otherwise unheard of, and that is multiple primary tumors in the breast where the phone was kept. Let's continue. Increased hyperactivity and many other emotional or brain-related disorders in children and adults, but especially in children, whose brains are more sensitive, and both have less and less dense skull bone structure protecting their brains. This is made far worse by the practice of keeping cell phones in their beds or bedrooms, and much worse when the child keeps the cell phone under their pillow while they sleep. Let's sidestep for a few minutes into the research that the cell phone companies have presented. Since they cannot prove that their phones are not increasing all of these conditions, they have circumvented the issue with lies and distortions. What they did was very simple. They decided, with zero research, I might add, to claim that any harm that might be caused by cell phones was being caused by the heating effect of the cell phone's microwave radiation. Although we now know that this is not true, it allowed them to fund research which could be made to show that in many conditions the brain did not heat up when the cell phone was used. Now, they did this research with people using cell phones for a few minutes a few times a day, even though they clearly knew that most users talk on their cell phones far longer, time spans in the amounts of many hours a day are normal. Even so, we now know that damage is done even if no heating effect can be measured. DNA and mitochondrial damage has been researched without the heating effect. These days, the totally safe and far better audio quality corded landlines are rapidly going away. Many people no longer have a landline in their home since they were only using their cell phones anyway, so their landline just felt like a waste of money. Too bad, since they tossed out the harmless communication device and saved the harmful one. I am currently 66 years old, and when I was a child, or even a teenager, cell phones had not yet been invented. This gave me the opportunity to understand that life went on very well back then without them. Do I own a cell phone? Of course I do. It sleeps all day in my car's glove compartment, and when I fly around the country to attend or lecture at scientific, medical, dental, and nutritional conferences, I take it out of the glove compartment, put it in my luggage, and take it with me. There, it sleeps all day in my hotel room, and it gets turned on at night to call home and make sure everything is okay back in San Diego. So what can you do to make cell phones less harmful? Let's cover a few things before we move on to Wi-Fi and cordless or portable home phones. Remember throughout this recording that 1, I never have and never will say that improving your health and reducing your future risks of numerous diseases is convenient. And 2, that having the right priorities in your life is extremely important towards achieving your goal. If your monetary priorities are driving a newer car, even though the one you traded in worked just fine, and if living in a snazzy neighborhood is more important than buying organic food for your family, and if spending huge amounts of money on Starbucks or other coffee every day, or buying sodas full of sugar, or worse yet, toxic artificial sweeteners, is more important than putting that same money into buying grass-fed organic beef, pasture-raised organic eggs, wild-caught fish and seafood, instead of the farm-raised garbage, then I really can't help you, as you have not yet decided to make your present and long-term future health one of your priorities. So the first thing you must have is a corded landline in your home. Call AT&T or one of your other local providers and have one installed. I have had AT&T for the past 50 years, but some have Verizon, some have Cox, etc. If your provider tells you that they can no longer give you a wired, not a wireless, landline, call a different service provider. I like the convenience of having a phone in every room, and so I have a corded landline in each one of my rooms. And I buy the good ones that last forever, and I want to make sure they have a hold button on each phone. That way, I can say hold on a minute to my caller, press the hold button on my phone, hang up that extension, that's what they were called, extension phones, and walk into the kitchen to pick up the kitchen phone so I can stir the stew or whatever it is I have cooking on the stove. You can tell all your friends and family what your new landline number is, but even more important is to find out how to forward your cell phone calls to the landline. That way, as soon as you get home every day, you can set up the call forwarding so that your callers won't even know that they actually called your landline. When you leave the house, just remember to cancel a call forwarding so your cell phone will ring when you're not at home. Lots of business people I know and professional salespeople already do the exact opposite. Before they leave their office, they forward their office phone to their cell phone so that they won't miss any calls when they're traveling after they've left work. Next, I need to teach you a few things about cell phones and Bluetooth devices. First of all, the next time you buy a new cell phone, check the cell phone or smartphone radiation safety ratings on the web and buy one of the lower radiation safer phones. Why not? Next, you need to understand that your phone contains a computer. It knows how strong your current cell phone signal is. it doesn't just show you the number of bars on the phone, it also adjusts itself based on the signal strength. So when you have a full set of bars indicating you are getting a good strong signal, it automatically reduces its output strength to conserve battery power. When you have fewer bars and therefore a weaker signal, it turns up the power on the transmitter to reach the closest cell tower, but it also hurts you a lot more. And so, try to only make calls when you have a strong signal. Walk around, find a spot with the strongest signal before you call somebody, and walk around when you're receiving a call, and get a place with the largest number of bars. Your phone will be hurting you less. Next is that being further from your phone is always safer, because with any harmful frequencies, what we always say is, distance is your friend. When I am staying in a hotel room, I plug a corded headset into my cell phone with at least a 3-foot cord. I find the spot in the room with the strongest cell signal, and I prop my phone up there, and then I pull up a chair 3 feet away to sit in while I make any calls that I need to make. I am not convinced that the AirTube headsets are really better than the wired ones, but the longer length of the wire or tube, the longer the better, so you can be further away from your phone, and so either one that you choose is fine. The next best thing would be to use a trucker's Bluetooth headset, such as the current top models of the Blue Parrot or the Blue Tiger. Both headsets are available on Amazon. That way, you can place your phone where it gets the strongest signal and sit 4 or 5 feet away wearing a great quality Bluetooth headset. I've had many people assume that I was on a corded landline when I do this because of the better voice quality of having the microphone from this headset directly in front of my mouth, not back near your ear. Remember that a cell phone has a strong enough transmitter for its radio signal to reach the nearest cell tower, which could be many blocks away or even miles away, and so you don't want that strong transmitter next to you when it's in use. A Bluetooth device, on the other hand, is a low-powered signal. It cannot even communicate with your phone if the phone is 20 or 25 feet away. So it can be near you, and the cell phone should not. I still prefer using the corded headset so that I have no transmitter on my body at all. However, Amazon sells a number of corded cell phone headsets with microphones, and once again, I want the boom mic, where the mic comes around to my mouth and does not sit back near my ear, for the best quality of my voice for whomever I'm calling. At the very end of this recording, I will cover in detail all the products and devices which I have tested and found to help protect us to varying degrees. But for now, let's switch over to the cordless or portable telephone. Cordless phones have been around for even longer than cell phones. They give people the convenience of not being attached to the wall with a wire, but also not paying for a cell service, and having generally much better voice quality than cell phones do. Unlike the cell phone, which is far more damaging to the human body when we are actually talking or texting or surfing the web, and so the phone is transmitting and receiving, cordless phones are always transmitting. Even when they're not on, they're talking to the base station, "Are you there? I'm here. Are you there? I'm here." Yes, they are more damaging when they're in use, but they are still hurting us even if you own one and never use it. If you never use it, unplug it or throw it out. And either way, you should unplug it and replace it with a corded, non-portable phone. Some of the best quality phones are available from thephonelady.com. I have a problem. I used to work as an audio-video technician, as an electrical contractor, and as an electrical design engineer. And I've been an audiophile for almost 50 years. This makes me much more observant of the really awful quality of the audio on many cell phones, and even of the poor quality cheap corded phones. I actually have $250 Polycom phones in my office and in every room of my house, but that wonderful company no longer makes this particular type of phone. I still have my old-style AT&T, what's called analog service, not digital, and so if I need to replace one of these, I will check on the best analog phones that the phone lady sells to make sure I don't get garbage, because there's a lot of garbage out there. There is simply no reason to still be using a cordless phone after you understand how harmful they are. If you have wired phone service to your house, which you have to have if you're using a cordless phone, use the corded phones and just have a few more jacks added in the rooms where you need a phone. If there isn't a wall jack there already, there might be. That brings us to Wi-Fi, which is assaulting and inflaming your body 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and all night long when no one in the house is even using the signal. Cordless phones, of course, are doing this as well. Remember, as far away from your Wi-Fi modem or router as you can still get a signal and connect, that's how far away it's hurting people. The people who are more sensitive and who get brain fog or headaches from these devices, they may actually be the lucky ones since they have to avoid being around them or they hurt them. The rest of us are being harmed without feeling it, like the millions who died from tobacco and asbestos but never knew they were being harmed until they developed the disease that took their lives. Some people have more than one Wi-Fi, or they have a repeater or amplifier due to the large size of their home. This, of course, makes it even worse. Some people live in an apartment or a multi-unit attached condominium building, and so they have common walls with other apartments or other units. They might even have them on all four sides of their unit as well as above them and below them. These unlucky individuals have the highest exposure to the harmful radio frequencies, and they have no control, as most of the transmitting Wi-Fi units and possibly a bunch of cordless telephones as well are in other people's units or apartments, and so they can't turn them off. At the very least, always unplug or turn off your own Wi-Fi and cordless phone base station when you go to bed. The base station is the one that, in addition to being plugged into an electric outlet, is also plugged into your phone line. Your body will be a great deal happier if it is less assaulted by these frequencies while it is trying to regenerate as you sleep. If you care as much about health and about reducing your future neurological, dementia or brain, and cancer disease risks as I do, you will have everything what is referred to as hardwired and eliminate all the harmful wireless transmitters entirely. If you decide to do this, as many of my patients and students have, you must remember one additional important thing. The frequencies are still being transmitted and are just as dangerous and damaging after you have hardwired all of your computers to your router. Someone with the knowledge of how to do so must access the router's program through a connected computer, go to the Wi-Fi area, and turn off the transmitter or transmitters. Then you can check your computer or laptop and make sure it no longer sees the Wi-Fi signal, since if you turned it off properly, it should no longer be available to see or to connect to. Cell phones cannot generally connect to wired Ethernet, but many tablets can. My 10-inch Samsung Tab A tablet can do this. I bought an Ethernet adapter on Amazon from a company called Pluggable, and it works perfectly. I can load movies on a wired connection or anything I wish. And then when I'm forced to fly on a jet with Wi-Fi, if I don't like the movies they're playing, I have my own already loaded onto my tablet. I would also not purchase a tablet without at least a mini or a micro USB jack for loading things onto my tablet without having to use wireless technologies or Wi-Fi. And somebody told me that Apple no longer has a connection on any of their units. If that's true, I guess I will never own an Apple. Smart meters are yet another harmful device that they have now installed on most homes all across the United States. Just take a look at your electric and gas meters, and if they have a digital screen, then they are radio frequency transmitting smart meters. If they have multiple analog dials, like old-fashioned watches, then you have the harmless analog type. In California, where I live, there were lawsuits against the local power companies, and we gained the right to have them switch them back. So if somebody in California has a smart meter on their gas and electric, they can call the power company up, and they can pay them about $75. They come out, they remove it, and put the old non-harmful meter back in its place, and now you pay $10, $12, or $15 a month because they have to send a meter reader out to take a look at your meter, instead of having it automatically transmit on a cell phone frequency. I also highly recommend that you watch the movies Take Back Your Power, which explains the smart meters very well, and then the movie Generation Zapped, which is what we currently are, which covers a lot of the facts and research and will validate a lot of what you are learning from me on this recording. The last radiation I will cover is 60 cycle or 60 hertz fields that come all over our homes and our businesses from the wiring that is in our walls, ceilings, and floors that we use to power all of our regular appliances. This radiates from the wiring, and it appears that it is not as harmful as the tag-along trash or garbage frequencies that are also carried on our wiring. An engineer by the name of Graham Stetzer discovered and researched this, and then developed a device called the Stetzer filter or Stetzerizer to drain off these extraneous harmful frequencies. You can learn more about this on their company's website, Stetzer, S-T-E-T-Z-E-R, electric.com. I have about 20 or more Stetzer filters plugged in around my home and around my office, and they also sell a meter so you can see what your Stetzerizer numbers are and see where you need to put them and how many you need to install. In all of the 20 or so years I have been investigating the harmful effects of these frequencies, one of my main desires was to find, if there were any legitimate products or devices that could in some way reduce the harm that all these frequencies cause. Most of the dots, stickers, pendants, bracelets, gemstones, pyramids, sacred geometry designs, etc., have proven to be either useless or close to useless. Only three that I have found proved themselves in my testing to actually work well enough to be useful, way more than just a placebo effect. These three I will cover in the order I discovered them. First, though, let me explain a problem that we have with testing any substances or device which affects energies in ways that cannot currently be monitored by existing electronic test equipment. This is very important when people are thinking about things that will help, and somebody will say, oh, that's nonsense. That can't possibly do that. So we can test voltage with a voltmeter. We can test current with an ammeter. We can test pH with a pH meter. We can test blood oxygen saturation with a pulse oximeter. And many different frequencies in the huge electromagnetic spectrum can be tested with all sorts of different frequency meters. I actually own quite a few of the better ones made in the UK and in Germany that I use to test rooms for harmful EMFs in different frequency ranges. If you don't have a meter that registers the correct frequency range, then it can't test what you're trying to test. So you can't use a meter of the frequency range for example, Wi-Fi and cell phones to test the harmful nature of the frequencies coming from the wiring in your wall. They are completely different ranges. You would need two different meters. The problem is that various scientists and inventors now know of and are using many types of energies for which we have no test equipment to monitor or measure. We still cannot really measure gravity. We cannot measure life force energy. We cannot measure the energies emitted by crystals, although some sensitive people can feel them. The closest we have come to seeing the energy of living things is from the work done by Konstantin Korotkov and his Curlian cameras, and you can search them on the web. There's a lot of good information. Two really good movies that will give you a glimpse of this difficulty are What We Know is a Drop and Water Memory, the 2014 documentary about Nobel Prize laureate Luc Montagnier. If you type What We Know is a Drop into the search engine on my website, it will bring you to access both of those documentaries, and I highly recommend you watch them, as the information is fascinating and very real. In order to test seemingly untestable energies, you need to set up experiments where one group of plants or animals is exposed to this energy, and the second group, the control group, is not. Then you record every measurable variable during a growing season or the life of an animal to see what differences show up. You'll get to see some of this on the movie, and you can see more if you go to the website waterhasamemory.com and go up the top, and I believe it says research and testimonials, and take a look at some of the information there of places around the world that are using the device that they're talking about, the Crystal Blue Unit, to change the energies of water passing through it to make everything that gets that water, be it plant or animal, healthier. Many seemingly knowledgeable scientists who have never investigated some of these energies don't have even a clue about what has been discovered and how wrong their beliefs about these energies may be. Okay, back to the protective pendants. Remember that these do not cancel out the frequencies, for if they did, your wireless devices and systems would no longer work, and you do want everything to still be working. You just want to be less harmed by those frequencies while you're using the devices. Number one, the bioelectric shield is a hollow metal pendant which contains crystals or gemstones that effectively help to balance the energies of the person wearing the pendant. In this way, the individual is not harmed as much by the harmful frequencies around them because of the balancing effect of the pendant. These pendants have helped many thousands of individuals around the world to better be able to live in our radio and microwave frequency assaulting world. I have spoken to the owner many times, and they are a very helpful and ethical company. These shields have helped many of my patients and many of my students. The second is the zero-point global gemstone pendants. They were developed, or the technology was developed, by Professor Marvin Seaman, who has multiple PhDs in many areas. He found a way, using lasers, to infuse or imprint dozens of health-giving frequencies into various gemstones, such as amethyst, aventurine, hematite, tigerite, etc. I took a number of his multi-day workshops before he left the United States and our restrictive regulations. He was afraid of repercussions from helping people's health, since he was not a medical doctor. He and his wife now live in Ecuador, and these pendants have helped many, and I have used them as well as the bioelectric shield for a great many years. The last entry into this list is a bit more difficult to explain or even to believe. It is a mineral called shungite, S-H-U-N-G-I-T-E, and it is mined in Karelia in Russia. The book on shungite by Regina Martino is a must-read, and I had a pretty difficult time believing what she had written about it in her book. Thankfully, muscle testing, when done properly and objectively, has always helped me to wade through the muck of lies and marketing to get to the truth. The Russians have been writing about and using this mineral for decades, but until Regina Martino wrote a book in French rather than in Russian, and then had it translated into English, there really wasn't much written about it. This mineral has a large percentage of naturally occurring fullerenes, named after Buckminster Fuller, and they have many and some still unresearched properties. Somehow, and I have no idea how, it is very protective against the harmful effects of all of the damaging frequencies. If you have a piece in your pocket, or are wearing a pendant or a necklace or a bracelet of shungite, you have reduced the harmful effects by what appears to be 15 to 20%, depending on a number of variables, of all of the different frequencies that are otherwise around you and harming you. If, in addition to having a piece near your skin, like in your pocket or a pendant, you also have a shungite sphere of adequate size for the distance that it is from your body, such as having a 7 or 8 centimeter sphere, that's about 3 inches in diameter, sitting on your desk or your nightstand, anywhere from 3 to 10 feet from your body, it puts out some kind of protective field that further reduces the harmful effects by maybe another 10 to 15 or 20%. I know this sounds like Star Trek, something putting out a protective field that we can't see and we can't monitor with any instruments, but trust me, it's doing this. If I didn't have patients that are so sensitive to these fields that they can tell when a cell phone is 10 feet away from them in a blinded test, I wouldn't believe some of this stuff. But the reports that I get on the benefits of using shungite from some of these really sensitive people are astounding and prove its abilities to me. The larger the sphere or pyramid, the stronger the effect, and the greater the distance that it has its abilities. There are apparently a number of qualities of the shungite that is mined in Russia. I only work with the mine that seems to have the best quality, since shipping from Russia is quite expensive and I always want the best of everything that I can get. If you bought, for example, a $45 or $60 piece of shungite, The shipping could cost you an additional $125 or more. I have to order thousands of dollars worth at a time to spread out the shipping costs over the various numbers of pieces of shungite that I got. My last order, for example, was $1,200 worth of shungite and $465 for the shipping from Russia. The website EliteAlternatives.net will be working with me to carry a limited number of sizes of this mineral and will have photos and an effective distance chart on their website that I will put together for accuracy. I have parents who put 5 or 6 centimeter spheres in their children's backpacks since all the schools the kids are going to are so loaded with wireless devices. They seem to be adding Wi-Fi to all of the schools and hurting our children and not even realizing it. But there are some countries that have looked into this and are not doing it. We just don't happen to live in one of those countries. The Russian mine also makes a shungite plate or tile, a 4-inch by 4-inch square that's about 1/2 inch thick, that is made to be placed under a Wi-Fi router or modem or under the base station of a set of cordless phones. I find that this reduces the harmful nature of the radiations from the Wi-Fi and the cordless phones by maybe another 15% or so. A few months ago, I emailed one of the world experts in this field, and I asked if they had tested hybrid and electric automobiles. Professor Havas answered my email that they had in fact measured some of the hybrids when they first came out years ago, and they found high electromagnetic fields around the batteries and along the main cables, and that although they have not tested the current newer models, she doubted if any manufacturer has been at all interested in adding the cost or the weight to put in EMF shielding, since they don't believe it's a problem. She also told me that the more expensive luxury car models were the worst in their initial tests, and that now, with all the cars having built-in Bluetooth and often Wi-Fi, she expects them to be far worse today, even though she has not tested them currently. Since muscle testing, when properly done, is one of the best ways to test these devices, you might want to learn a bit about this fascinating skill. On the bottom of my homepage on my website are a group of photographs. If you click on the first photo, where I am pressing on the woman's outstretched arm, it will bring you to a page with a 90-minute presentation that I gave at an integrative oncology conference in San Diego. You will have all the slides in PDF format, as well as an MP3 of my 90-minute lecture, which you can listen to as you advance the slides. You will then learn a lot about the entire idea, the skill, the science of muscle testing. So now you know more than most about this topic being EMFs and ways that you can help protect yourself or at least reduce their harm. I really do hope that you will watch the two movies, Generation Zapped and Take Back Your Power, as well as looking at some of the more expert lectures in the wireless area of my website at davidgetoff.com or naturopathforyou.com. I hope this information will be helpful in reducing your risks and increasing your health. Thank you for listening.